Good morning.
It's good to be here again.
And
it's also great to be in an air-conditioned room. Supposedly it's going to be really hot today. But hopefully we can, after leaving today's service,
在今天的崇拜结束以后,
really have our hearts on fire for Jesus. And so today we are going to talk about our Christian walk. Now, if you did not know,
如果你不知道,
we all have a walk. Each and every single one of us has a distinct walk. Some people like to walk really fast. Some people like to walk really slow. Some people like to fling their arms when they walk. Some people walk like they're zombies. And so we all have different types of walks. How we walk says a lot about who we are.
我们怎么走，能够表示出我们是个怎么样的一个人。
It says a lot about where we come from.
它能够表示说我们是从哪里来。
It even says a lot about our values.
也会表示出我们的价值观。
I have an older brother.
我有一个年长的弟兄。
He's a adjunct professor at UCSF.
他是在UCI做教授。
And he's very academic.
他在学术上非常的有成就。
But when you see him walk,
可是当到你看到他行走的时候,
you would think he's a gangster.
你会以为他是一个黑手掌的人。
He walks as if he's going to get in a fight.
他走得好像要跟人家打架。
But not only that, he's always looking behind his back.
不止他是长相有点像人害怕。
As if someone's after him.
好像有人在追杀他。
Again, he's just a professor.
他只是一个教授。
But he walks like he's a gangster.
可是他走起来像一个黑手掌人。
And what you'll find in his pockets,
你会在他的口袋里,
is you'll find rocks in his pockets. And so he walks as if someone's after him. And he always has his hands in his pockets, ready to throw rocks at anybody. And so one thing that I forget about my brother, at an early age, he had to immigrate.
在我们刚来移民的时候,
and where he grew up, he was often teased.
在他成长过程中常被人家取笑。
He was always the smallest one.
他因为是最小的。
Didn't know all the English words.
他不懂的英文。
And so he was made fun of a lot.
常常被人取笑。
He was harassed a lot.
他常常被人骚扰。
And a lot of people used to pick on him.
很多人常常会去欺负他。
Now my brother is a little guy.
我的哥哥长得不高。
He didn't break 100 pounds until sophomore year in high school.
他到了高中才开始,
and so he was always picked on.
他常常被人家欺负。
So how he dealt with being picked on,
他怎么处理这种情况呢?
Is he always carried rocks with him.
他常常把石头带在他的口袋里。
So if someone starts to harass him,
当有人要来欺负他的时候,
just throw a rock at them.
他就向他们丢石头。
Maybe like a ninja.
就像ninja一样。
And so, till today,
直到如今,
this is how he walks.
这是他怎么样的走他的人生道路。
Even if we're in a rich area,
即使我们是在一个富裕的环境里面,
he'll still have his rocks.
他仍然有石斗在他的口袋,
he'll still look around.
他仍然很警惕自己的周围,
he'll walk along walls.
他好像把四个墙围起来。
And I remember one time I was walking with him.
记得有一次我跟他一起行走的时候,
says, hey David,
他说, hey David,
here's some rocks.
这个是一些石头,
protect yourself.
保护你自己。
And so that's how his walk.
这是他如何走他的人生道路。
But again, if you look at his walk,
如果你注意看着他的人生道路,
it says a lot about who he is.
可以说是他是一个怎么样的人。
How he sees the world.
他怎么样看这个世界。
It's not a safe place.
这对他来说, 这世界是一个不安全的地方。
And so again, as we look at our Christian walk,
再一次我们看到我们基督徒的生活,
what kind of Christian walk do we have?
你是走在怎么样一个基督徒的生命。
When people see us walk,
当别人看到我们的生命的时候,
when people at work see us live our lives,
当有人在我们生命当中的时候,
when our family see us live our lives,
当我们的家人看到我们如何过我们基督徒生活的时候,
what do they see?
他们看到什么呢?
Do they see a Christian?
他们看到一个基督徒吗?
Or do they see someone that gets angry very easily?
或者是他看到一个容易激动的一个人?
Or do they see people who get upset easily?
或者是他看到一个很容易就, 伤心的一个人?
Who say mean things?
会讲一些不好的话的人。
What do people see?
别人怎么看你的人生?
When they see us live our lives.
当他们看到我们过基督徒的生命的时候。
And so we're going to look at this passage.
今天我们要看的经文。
This passage will help us understand what influences and shapes the way we walk.
这经文会教导我们到底是什么来影响我们的人生道路。
More importantly, how we live our lives.
更重要，我们应该如何与圣灵同行。
So the first thing we want to look at
第一点我们所要看到的
is that there's a conflict from within.
在我们内心中常常有这样的相争。
There's a battle that's going on from within.
在我们内心里面有一个征战。
There's the flesh.
有肉体。
And then there's the spirit.
还有圣灵。
And each one is fighting with the other.
肉体圣灵是相常常在相争当中
They're fighting for our lives
他们在敌对要掌握我们的生命
It's a spiritual tug of war
这是属灵的征战
Let's examine what the flesh wants
我们来看看一下到底肉体要的是什么
The flesh is a part of us that says I want what I want
我们肉体其中一部分说我们要我们所要的
And I don't care what it does to others
我不管这对别人会有怎么样的影响
I don't care what it does to myself
不管它对我有怎么样的影响
I don't care what it does to God
不管它对上帝会有怎么样的影响
That's the flesh
那是肉体的
It's the part of us that we becomeEasily judgmental.
另外一部分我们就很容易变得去判断别人。
When we judge others unfairly.
我们会去批判别人。
It's the part of us that we like to take revenge.
我们会想要有报复的心理。
Instead of offering forgiveness.
神要我们的是要原谅别人，宽宏大量。
And grace.
人要我们仁慈。
We want to get even.
我们要报仇，报复。
Maybe for some of us this happens on the road.
我们可能是在一个不平凡的路上。
While we're driving.
在我们在行走在我们开车的时候。
Someone cuts us off.
有人刹车。
Instead of letting it go.
以及就是让它过。
We get even.
我们想要报复。
We drive up to them.
我们冲过他跑在他的前面。
We give him that look.
我们就给他这个手势。
We're Christians, so we don't swear.
我们是基督徒，所以我们不发誓。
So we just give them that look.
我们就给他那种样子。
And then we maybe sometimes even cut them off.
我们也要跟他们一样超他们的车。
And we do things that are very dangerous.
我们做一些非常危险的事情。
When someone just cut us off, we should just let it go.
当别人超我们的车的时候，我们应该让他们去。
Maybe this happens at work.
可能这是在工作上。
Instead of being showing kindness,
我们应该对我们的同事表示关怀。
We're very protective.
我们非常的自我保护。
It's the part of us that wants more, even though we have what we need.
另外一部分，我们已经拥有很多，可是我们想要更多。
It's the part that's always looking for the next big thing.
我们总是在想另外一个更大的事情。
Or maybe it's the part of us that gets abusive.
可能是有一些我们有点暴力的倾向。
When we don't get what we want.
当我们没有得到我们所要的。
And so that's the flesh.
那就是肉体所要的。
It's the part of us that acts out in these situations.
是在这种情况上我们有这样的一个反应。
And the next thing that we see is there's the spirit.
在另外一部分我们看到有圣灵的部分。
So over here we have the flesh.
我们在一部分我们看到是肉体的部分。
And it wants what it wants.
它要它所要的。
And then now we have the spirit.
然后我们来谈一下圣灵方面。
The spirit is a part of us desires God no matter what.
我们圣灵的那一部分它渴望我们渴慕上帝。
We'll make sacrifices in our schedules.
我们愿意在我们的行程上牺牲自己。
So we could be at fellowship or at church.
以便我们可以参加团契。
It's the part of us that is generous.
是对别人宽宏大量。
Because we want to honor God with our money.
因为我们希望用我们的金钱来荣耀上帝。
It's the part of us that when others succeed, we celebrate with them.
圣灵要的是当别人成功的时候，我们与他们分享他们的成功。
It's the part of us that is content with what God has given us.
圣灵要我们的是我们可以满足于神已经赐给我们的。
It's the part of us that says sorry.
而且愿意向别人说抱歉。
It's the part of us that offers forgiveness.
愿意原谅别人。
It's the part of us that shows kindness when the other person doesn't deserve it.
愿意当别人不应该得配得的时候，我们仍然对他们仁慈。
And so these are just some examples of the Spirit.
这是只是圣灵所带给我们的一部分。
Of what happens when we let the Spirit, when we live out the Spirit.
当我们靠圣灵而行的时候，我们就有能够有好行为。
But again, Paul wants us to see in this passage
圣徒保罗让我们看到在这段经文的里面
that there's a tug of war.
这里有一个属灵的征战
that there's a battle that goes on within us.
我们有一个在我们的心里面有一个相争
And it's very violent.
是非常激烈的一个相争
And what this shows us is that, and what Paul shows us in this passage
在这里所要看到的
is that if the flesh has the upper hand,
当我们的肉体占优势的时候
we may do things that we don't want to do.
我们去做我们所不愿意做的
We might have good intentions.
我们可能是有好的心意
But we start doing things that we don't want to do.
可是我们开始做我们不愿意去做的
We desire what's good.
我们渴望行善
But what comes out is bad.
可是我们行出来却是恶
And we don't even know why.
我们根本也不知道为什么会如此。
I remember this, this one time I went to go visit some families in Connecticut.
我记得有一次我去 Connecticut 探访的时候。
And I'm a nice guy.
我是一个非常好的一个人。
I'm not violent.
我一点也不暴力。
And so, in Connecticut.
在 Connecticut 的时候。
One of the things that we did for fun was, to go and with real guns, with real rifles.
我们就去参加一些手枪的一些活动。
We shoot Coke bottles,
他们只是把一些水瓶打倒
hubcaps,
一些水罐
anything that we can target,
一些我们可以击中的一些手把
We even had someone put a peanut on top of their head,
我们甚至有人把一些花生放在他们头顶
上 to see if we can shoot it,
看我们可不可以射击做准确射击
No, just kidding,
开玩笑
And so I remember as we started shooting,
我记得我们开始射击的时候
I had this strange,feeling
我有着非常奇异的感觉
this strange thought in my head
有一个很奇异的思想在我的脑海当中
I thought, wow, I have a gun in my hand
我想到我有一个手枪
And then all of a sudden, I remember some of my friends did to me earlier in the week
我想到一些朋友所在几个礼拜前对我所做的一些事情
And how some of them were kind of mean to me
有些人对我非常的刻薄
And then all of a sudden, I remember I had this weird fantasy.
突然间我开始有奇异的想法。
And in my fantasy, it said to me,
在我这样的奇异的想法当中
shoot them.
我开始叫这手，我可以射他们。
You don't deserve it.
他们不配的。
You deserve to be treated better.
我应该被对待得更好。
So then, in my mind, my fantasy, I had my rifle.
在我的思想当中，我手上有一把枪。
If I just shoot one, I have to shoot them all.
如果我射一个，我要射全部的人。
Now, again, this is all a fantasy.
这全部都是在我的幻想当中。
That I didn't even think of.
我根本都没有想到。
So, just to let you know, if you are ever with me.
这只是想告诉你，当你与我同在的时候。
And I ever have a gun.
如果我有一个手枪在我手中。
You better make sure you are nice to me during the week.
最好对我好一点。
Otherwise, I might have a smile.
我不敢想象那个后果。
But again, so you see how scary that is?
你可以想象到这是多么可怕的一件事情。
Our thoughts are out of our control.
我没有办法控制我们的思想。
If we let the flesh have the upper hand.
如果我们让肉体来做王。
And how can we let the flesh have the upper hand?
我们如何可以让肉体来掌权做王呢？
Is when we start siding and doing things that enable the flesh.
当我们去顺服肉体的时候，他就会来做王。
And I believe that happens when we start ignoring the spirit.
我相信当我们忽略圣灵的感动的时候，这样的事情就会发生。
When we start wanting to take things in our own hands.
当我们要靠自己来行事的时候。
And so we start seeing the flesh take more and more control of our lives.
我们看到肉体就慢慢慢慢在我们生命当中来掌王权。
We find that temptations that we struggle with are even harder to overcome.
我们就看到我们所面对的试探就更加的困难。
And so Paul wants us to see the real danger of what happens when the flesh has the upper hand.
保罗就要让我们看当肉体掌王权的时候是多么可怕的一件事情。
So again, we do what we don't want to do.
我们开始去做我们不愿意做的。
You know, it's interesting the few men that the few men that I know.
有一些我所认识的男士当中。
And some of the studies that they've done research on.
也在他们所做的一些实验的里面。
The men who cheated on their wives.
那些辜负自己妻子的人，那些男生。
I find that there's one thing in common.
他们当中有一个共同点。
When they get caught,
当他们被抓的时候
or when they think about their affairs,
他们想起自己的婚外情的时候
they often find themselves thinking, what was I doing?
他们常常说我到底在做什么事情
what was I thinking?
我到底在想什么
why would I ever do that?
我为何会做这样的一个恶事
And they feel as if they did not do it, they didn't have control.
常常好像他们好像没有办法控制。
They were doing something that they did not want to do.
他们常去行他们不愿意做的。
And yet they find themselves committing an affair.
可是他们却在搞婚外情。
And so this is how dangerous.
这就是那个危险性。
The this battle between the flesh and the spirit is.
就是看到圣灵与肉体的这样相争。
And so, a lot of times, I think, and Paul really gives us a way to deal with this conflict.
保罗给我们一个方法，我们这样如何去克服这样的一个相争。
Let's read verse 16.
我们请看第十六节。
Paul says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature."
我说你们当靠圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Now, before we look into how to live by the Spirit,
在我们看到如何与圣灵同行之前
，oftentimes we have this false idea.
我们常常有这样错误的一个观念。
That we can overcome the flesh on our own.
我们可以靠自己的力量去战胜肉体。
Or in fact, some of us has this false notion.
甚至有些人有这样一个错误的这样一个想法。
That if we want more of God in our life.
当我们想要渴慕更多上帝的时候。
It depends on how well we control this flesh.
它几乎是在于我们如何控制我们的肉体的情欲。
And so sometimes people think, oh, God's not doing much in my life.
有些人觉得好像上帝没有在我的生命当中工作。
Because I'm so sinful.
因为我是一个罪人。
Or they think that they have to overcome the sin on their own.
或者是他们会认为必须靠自己的力量去战胜这个肉体的情欲。
But what we need to recognize,
我们必须要认识到。
And what we see in this passage,
在我们这段经文里面所学习到的。
Is that we aren't strong enough to overcome the flesh on our own.
其实我们的意志力不够坚强去战胜肉体。
We may have creative ways of avoiding certain temptations.
我们可能有些方法可以避免这些引诱。
But the power and the danger of the flesh is this strong.
可是肉体的这样情欲是非常非常的强大的。
And so we may put ourselves in situations where we think, okay, I will be safe.
我们以为说我们会在一个安全的一个情况里面。
I will not sin.
我绝对不犯罪。
And so, or you know, maybe for some of us, we worry about our children.
可能我们当中有些人，你对你的孩子的未来非常的担忧。
Maybe we'll put them in a different school.
我们把他放在不同的学校。
Or we'll live in a certain neighborhood.
或者是住在一些很好的地区。
And the temptations that they will have.
他们像要所遇到的这样的一个试探。
It won't be there.
不会遇到任何的试探。
But what this passage is showing us.
这个经文里面告诉我们。
Is that the flesh is from within.
我只告诉我们说，其实这样肉体的情是从内到外。
The dangers of living in an unhealthy way is from within.
我们去过不健康的生活，其实是从内心开始的。
So there was this monk.
有一个修道士。
His name was Jerome.
叫耶柔米。
And so what he did to deal with his flesh.
为了这样逃避这样肉体的情欲。
Was this? He went to he. Lived in the desert.
他把自己退隐到沙漠地带。
Instead of living in Rome.
他没有生活在罗马当中。
Where all temptation was.
就是有一切的引诱。
And let's take a look at when he looks back on this strategy of overcoming the flesh. Let's hear what he has to say.
他见证到他这一次的这样的一个经历。
He says, I imagined that I was in the midst of the pleasures of Rome when I was stationed in the desert.
他说，即便我是在一个荒无人的一个沙漠地中，可是我心中所想念是罗马的一切最终之乐。
In that solitary wasteland, which is so burned up by the heat of the sun.
在这样一个很炎热孤寂的荒地里面。
That it provides a dreadful habitation for the monks.
对一个宣道士来说，是一个很可怕的居所。
I who, because of the fear of hell, had condemned myself to such a hell.
因为我害怕地狱，所以我把自己迁移到这样一个苦境的地方居住。
I had nothing but scorpions and wild animals for company.
在这里什么都没有，只有蝎子、一些野兽与我同伴。
Often thought I was dancing with girls.
可是我内心深处常常想的是在一些的音乐当中与一些女生共舞。
My face was pale from fasting.
我的脸因为进食而变成苍白。
But I burned with passionate desires within my freezing body.
在我那个 肉体的私欲在我冰冷的身体里面发热。
And the fires of sex seethe, even though the flesh had already died in me as a man.
性的烈火在我的心中发腾，即便对我而言，我的肉体是已经死的。
So can we see Jerome's situation?
我们可以看到这个修道士他的一个境况。
He had the good intention of avoiding the flesh.
他想要逃避肉体的情欲。
The temptations that he was trying to avoid in Rome.
他想要逃避罗马的一切的最终之乐。
Was all in his head.
可是这一切都在他的脑海当中。
And so there is no human no human way.For us to avoid the flesh.
我们没有办法靠人的方法去战胜这个肉体。
We need the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的工作。
So again, we need the work of the Holy Spirit because we are not strong enough.
我们需要圣灵的工作跟带领，因为我们不够坚强。
Only the Holy Spirit can guide us.
只有圣灵可以引领我们。
And so let's take a look at how we can live by the Spirit.
我们来看看我们如何与圣灵同行。
The first thing I would say is read and know the Bible.
第一个我所要提到的就是认识圣经。
So the Bible can dominate the mind and the heart in us.
让圣经来支配你的心思意念。
Be so involved in the Bible that it becomes an instinct.
热衷追求圣经，让圣经成为你行事为人的本能的一个依据。
Have you ever watched that movie, A Million Dollar Baby?
你有没有看过这电影叫《登峰造极》？
There's a part in the movie where the narrator talks about the relationship between the boxer and the coach.
在当中特别提到这个女的拳击手跟她的教练的一段故事。
And the narrator was saying how it's so important that the boxer breaks down.
很重要的一个选手一定要很好的训练。
And gets to the point where all the boxer does.
就是他们要被训练到一个地步
is what the coaches says.
就是那个教练所说的。
So the boxers is waiting for what the coach commands.
他们都在等待他们教练的指示。
You know, left hook.
比如说左击。
Right jab.
右击。
Everything is directly from the coach.
他们一切的行为都要顺从教练的引导。
And this is the same way we should read the Bible.
其实我们读圣经就是应该这样子。
That we should know it so well.
我们应该熟读圣经。
That it becomes an instinct.
它变为成为我们一个本能。
That when we face certain struggles.
当我面对挣扎的时候。
Certain temptations.
当我面对试探的时候。
We can recite some verses.
我们可以用经文来帮助我们。
That shows us how we can counter those situations.
我们可以用经文背诵经文来对付这样。
I mean, when you look at Jesus,
你看，因为我们想到耶稣基督。
When Jesus was in the desert,
当他在旷野里面受试探的时候。
And Satan tried to tempt him in the desert.
在这43天的试探当中。
How did Jesus overcome the temptation?
耶稣如何克服这样的一个试探呢？
He overcame it with scriptures.
他用圣经的话语。
And so maybe for some of us, we may face certain trials.
在像我们当中，我们可能有些人在试炼的当中
，or certain temptations，
或者是试探的当中
，and maybe some of us we get confused。
可能我们有些人也非常的混乱。
Well, I would first check the Bible。
我们先看圣经怎么说。
I believe that the Bible has an answer to almost every, you know, 99% of all things that we struggle with。
我相信圣经有一切的答案。
And if you can't find it directly,
如果你没有直接在圣经里面找到答案
then maybe check with other brothers and sisters.
可能可以询问其他的一些基督徒的弟兄姐妹。
Don't make those decisions on our own.
请不要轻率地做决定。
That's where the flesh is waiting to come out.
因为这是肉体所要你做的。
So maybe for some of us who are single,
可我们当中我们可能有一些单身的弟兄姐妹。
We may meet someone that is perfect.
我们可能遇到一个俊男美女。
Maybe for some of us single females,
可能对我们一些女生来说
，We meet the perfect guy.
我们遇到一个很非常优秀的单身男孩子。
He plays guitar.
会弹吉他。
He has long wavy hair.
他有一个漂亮的头发。
And he has the perfect job.
他有一个最完美的工作。
And he takes care of his parents.
他照顾他的父母亲。
He has his own house.
他有自己的房子。
And he speaks perfect Mandarin.
他讲个标准的中文。
And but there's one problem.
可是有一个问题。
He's not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
And some of us we get in that place.
我们到了一样的地步。
We think, what do I do?
我们就会开始说，我们该怎么做。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道怎么做。
Wasn't somewhere in the Bible, it address this issue?
圣经里面的确有这样的一个教导。
Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
在哥林多后书六章讲到信与不信不能同父一轭。
And so you see how the Spirit can work in the Bible.
你没有看到圣灵如何借着圣经来跟我们说话。
And so again, you know, the Spirit is at work in our life.
其实圣灵一直在我们生命当中在工作。
And the thing that we need to do
我们需要做的
is to be open to the Spirit.
是要向心灵圣灵展开我们的心。
Now, the Spirit speaks to us in a lot of different ways.
圣灵会用不同的方法来向我们说话。
Maybe for some of us, the Spirit speaks to us in a loud voice.
有些人是圣灵在大声对你说话。
Or maybe it's through a feeling.
或者是通过感觉。
Maybe it's through others.
或者通过其他的人。
Or maybe it's just really through the Bible.
或者是通过圣经的光照。
For me, I truly believe this is one of the greatest and the best ways that the Spirit speaks to us.
对我个人而言，最好的就是圣灵会借着圣经的光照来跟我们说话。
I don't know. Sometimes I think we have this idea or this fantasy.
有时候我们有一些想法的时候。
That when we look for answers.
当我们去寻找答案。
That God will just lift us up in the air.
好像神会把我们提升起来。
A bush will get on fire.
荆棘会着火。
And will start speaking to us.
会对我们来说话。
We want something dramatic.
我们希望是有戏剧性的这样的神的一个显明。
But all in all, the answer is right here.
很多时候其实答案都在圣经的里面。
The guidance is right here.
圣经的引导就在此。
But sometimes we think, give me a sign.
可是我们需要看到神迹。
So we flip a coin.
好像我们翻一个银币。
So we throw something against the wall.
我们好像丢一些东西在墙壁上。
Or we see a black cat.
可是我们看到一个黑猫。
And we think, oh, that means something.
好像这对我们都有一些暗示。
But really, it's all right here.
可是其实很多时候都答案都在圣经的里面。
And so so really, what we see is, are we following its lead?
更重要是我们到底有没有在遵守圣灵的话语。
Are we being open to it?
我们是不是向圣灵来敞开我们的心？
Are we allowing the Spirit to move in us?
我有没有让圣灵自由在我们当中来运行？
Are we allowing the Spirit to lead us?
有没有让圣灵来引导我们？
And what we find is this struggle between the flesh and the Spirit.
当我们看到肉体与圣灵的相争的时候，
It's very violent.
是非常非常的激烈的。
And if we are not careful,
如果我们不小心，
If we find ourselves ignoring more and more of the Bible,
如果我们一再而再的忽略圣经，
then we'll start seeing the flesh start to come out more and more.
我们就会看到肉体不断的在我们生命当中来掌王权。
So I can't remember if I shared this with you before.
我不知道有没有跟你分享过。
But when Lee and I first had Elise,
当我跟我的太太有我们的第一个小孩 Elise 的时候，
it was not what we had imagined.
并且过后的生活并不是我们所想象的。
When we were just two married people,
我们刚开始是很恩爱的一个夫妻。
Everyone kept on telling us,
每个人都来告诉我们。
You think you're happy,
你以为你很高兴。
But there's greater joy when you have a child.
还有更大的喜乐在等着你，就是有一个孩子。
It's always the next thing, right?
总是有下一个大事。
When I was single, I thought I was happy.
在我单身的时候，我以为我很愉快。
But everyone kept on telling me, you're not happy.
有人告诉你不够愉快。
I go, what do you mean?
我是说你什么意思啊？
I don't have any curfew.
我你有什么意思呢？
I don't have to worry about anyone.
我不需要担心任何的人。
But just myself.
只要关心我自己。
So I follow everyone's advice.
我听了别人的劝告。
So the same thing.
同样的。
So we thought we were told that there's great joy in having children.
他们说有小孩是件非常喜乐的事情。
And so when Lee and I first had Elise,
当我跟我的太太生了第一个小孩 Elise 的时候，
we were wondering where that joy was.
我们就想到底喜乐在哪里呢？
Where was the joy at 3 in the morning?
到底喜乐半夜三点钟起来有任何喜乐吗？
Changing a diaper.
换尿布。
Where was the joy in,
到底所允许的喜乐到底在哪里？
In feeding a baby every 2 hours.
每两个小时要喂你的小孩，有什么喜乐吗？
I remember at first, the very first time we brought Elise home.
第一次我把我们的宝贝女儿带回家的时候，
it was fun.
是一个很喜乐的事情。
I remember when I changed her diaper.
我记得我帮她换尿布的时候，
when she pooped for the first time.
当她大便的时候，
I was so proud.
我非常的引以为荣。
I held up that diaper.
我把我的 diaper 抬得很高。
Like it was a special gift from God.
好像像它是一个特别从上帝而来的礼物。
Thank you.
说感谢赞美上帝。
I want to show my friends.
我要把朋
友看。This is amazing.
就是太奇异了。
But that only lasted one day.
可是它只维持一天。
After that, I was like, oh my gosh.
过后我就说哦。
And one other thing that happened that my wife and I didn't expect.
在我跟着太太太的生活当中
，with my wife started to experience some postpartum anxiety.
我太太开始患上产后忧郁症。
And at that time in our marriage,
那时候在我们的婚姻的当中
everything was going smoothly.
一切都蛮顺利的。
Until that moment.
直到那一刻。
I don't know any of you have ever experienced this.
我不知道你有没有这样的类似的经历。
But Leah and I had no idea what this was.
我跟我的太太莉亚不知道怎么办。
And I think the worst was
最可怕的是
that I was so insensitive.
我非常非常的对她不体贴。
The flesh was coming out in this situation.
我的肉体在掌王权。
And so when Leah would have moments where she would stress out,
当莉亚非常非常忧伤的时候
when she would over worry,
当她非常担忧的时候
instead of comforting her,
我应该是去安慰她
telling her it's going to be okay,
一直在安慰她的时候
I would say, what's wrong with you?
我一直在询问她你到底怎么了
I say, get it together.
我叫他，你要振作起来。
I thought maybe you could just will yourself.
我就跟他讲，你要振作起来。
And I was completely unaware of the chemical reactions in her brain.
我完全没有想到那个药物在他生命里面所产生的作用。
That what she was feeling was out of her control.
他所感受到的是超乎他所能影响他所能控制的。
So instead of making her feel loved,
我没有让他感觉到被爱。
I made her feel like she was a disgrace.
我让他觉得说，他让我非常的羞耻。
I made her feel worse about herself.
我让她感觉到对自己更加的厌恶。
And all of this was the flesh coming out.
是因为说肉体在我的生命当中在掌完全。
You see, I had a certain expectation about Leah at that time.
那时候我对我太太有一些要求。
You know, I thought that she was going to be I want her to be the perfect wife.
我要她是一个完美的妻子。
And the perfect mother.
完美的妈妈。
And you see how unbiblical that is?
你看到这是不合圣经的教导。
How is that? How is that loving your wife as Jesus loves the church?
耶稣叫我们要爱妻子，就像耶稣爱教会一样。
And so we start having problems.
我们开始有婚姻上有矛盾。
And that for 2 months, we just kept on fighting.
两个月的时间，我们一直不断的在争吵。
And the more and more she needed help.
当她更需要帮助的时候。
The more and more I pushed her away.
而我就把她推开。
So finally, Leah needed to go to San Francisco.
有一次，莉亚需要到旧金山。
Because she felt safe at home with her mom.
因为她觉得在自己的家中才感觉到安全。
And so for a whole week, I had a chance to think things through.
在这一个礼拜当中，我可以有一点时间安静下来。
At first, I was like, "Fine, go ahead."
我开始的时候，我就说，好，你就走吧。
That's your problem.
那是你的问题。
And then I think after 3 days.
三天之后。
Of eating a couple noodles.
还有几个杯面以后
I was a little hungry.
我有一点饿了
And I thought, wait a minute.
我说等一等等一等
Something's not working here.
所以有些东西不太对劲
I'm just eating a couple noodles.
我一直在吃杯面
And I thought, this isn't right.
这不是我要的生活
And I really believe that this was by the grace of God.
我觉得这是上帝莫大的恩典
Where God revealed to me that something's not working.
神向我显明有些东西不对
I'm not being led by the Spirit in this situation.
先让我看到我没有让圣灵来引领。
I was letting my own expectations.
我自己在控制自己的生命。
Dictate how I treated Leah.
我好像自己在引导我应该如何来对待我的太太莉亚。
Not God's expectations.
不是根据上帝的教导。
So I remember, I during that week, I had to go back to the Bible.
我记得那个礼拜我回到圣经。
I need to get back to God.
我回到上帝的怀抱中。
I need to let God fill my brain and really my heart.
我需要圣灵来掌管我的心思意念。
And it's been amazing.
是一个很奇异的一个经历。
I with humble pride.
我谦卑下来。
Can say that I have never treated Leah the same since.
从此以后，我这对我的太太非常的好。
When she's had moments where we don't understand.
当我们她没有办法控制自己的情绪的时候。
And it's strange I could find the supernatural power.
我忽然间能够找到这样奇特的能力。
To be understanding.
能够对她温柔体贴。
So again, as we close.
当我们要结束的时候。
How is your walk?
你与圣灵同行吗
？When people at work see you.
当在工作上里面。
What kind of a walk do they see?
人家会看到你是一个怎么样的一个基督徒
？When our children. See us.
当我们小孩看我们的生命的时候
，What kind of a walk do they see?
他看到我们有与圣灵同行吗
？And or when our spouses see us.
当我们的配偶看我们的时候
When our parents see us.
当我们的父母看我们的时候。
When our friends see us.
当我们的朋友看我们的时候。
What kind of a walk do they see?
到底他们看到我们是一个怎么样的基督徒的生命。
And the last question is,
最后一个问题。
What are we doing so that the Spirit can guide us?
我们到底要怎么行让圣灵来作为我们的引导。
Let's close.
我们来做结束祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the fact, Lord, that you renew your grace and mercy every single day. That God, you are a God of second chances, and Lord, that the cross reminds us of that. And so, Lord, we just want to commit this time to you, and Lord, even just acknowledge, Lord, the ways we've been allowing the flesh to come out. We've been sometimes even just been doing things to feed the flesh. And Lord, for some of us, Lord, we pray for guidance in that and even just the wisdom of what is truly from the flesh and from the spirit. But Lord, that we would, from today and from this moment, Lord, have a new desire, a renewed commitment to studying your word, to being where you are actively at work. So Lord, that we can see you in our walks. And so Lord, that people that know us, Lord, would not be scared of us, or not be angry at us, Lord, but they will find that, Lord, that we are walking with you and that we will be a blessing to others. And so, Lord, we pray and ask God that wherever our hearts may be, Lord, that we would not be ashamed, but may we offer our lives where we are. And we thank you, Lord, that you meet us where we are and you restore our hearts and you restore our souls. And so we pray for a new beginning this morning and really a new way of looking at life and a new way of living our life. So, Lord, that we can really enjoy what it means to live out the fruits of the Spirit. So we thank you and love you and pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
So today we are going to be taking communion.
今天我们要守饼杯。
And I'd like to invite the ushers.
我们请招待往前来。
And so just a quick thought before we take communion to help us be ready for communion is that, When Jesus Christ died on the cross,
当耶稣基督死在十字架的时候,
everyone thought it was final.
以为说都结束了。
Everyone thought it was over.
每个人以为说完了。
Everyone was worried.
每个人非常的担忧。
You know, everyone just was, especially who followed Jesus, they thought this was it.
特别他的门徒都相当的绝望。
The Pharisees.
那些法利赛人,
the crowds that crucified Jesus,
那些把耶稣钉在十字架的这些人群,
thought it was over.
以为这一切都结束了。
And this kind of reminds us of times when we may think things are final.
这一次也提醒我们说，我们有时候在我们生命当中，我们也以为一切都结束了。
Maybe the job loss.
当我们失去我们工作的时候。
Problems at home.
家里的问题。
Maybe this issue of the flesh and the spirit.
肉体跟圣灵的征战。
Maybe we said things that we regretted.
还有我们讲一些我们后悔的话。
We've done things that we thought it will really tarnish our marriages or relationships.
我们讲做了一些事影响婚或破坏了我们的婚姻。
And so this morning, this communion is to remind us.
其实今天的早上的这样一个饼杯。
That it is not over.
来提醒我们这一切还没有过去。
That it is not final.
还没有完全。
And so when Jesus was brought back from the dead,
当耶稣从死里复活的时候,
and resurrected,
他从死里复活,
he reminds us that
他提醒我们,
that it is not over.
这一切都还没结束。
And this reminds us that we have the same hope.
我们提醒我们, 我们有这样的盼望,
that we continue with our faith.
我们继续我们的信仰生活,
that we'll see our current situations,
我们知道我们目前的光景,
are not final.
并不是不永远这样。
So, what we'll do is this.
我们要做这样的事。
So, I'll go ahead and pray first.
我先祷告。
We'll give all of ourselves a moment really to just to think.
我们有一段安静的时间在面前来思想。
To just reflect.
我们来回顾。
I don't know about you, but
我不知道你。
I find that, you know, this life that we live,
对我来言，我们的人生,
there's no time to think.
我们常常很烦，没有时间去思考。
There's no time to reflect.
我们没有时间去回顾。
There's all these different voices in our lives.
我们在我们生命当中有不同的声音。
Do this, do that.
做这做那。
And so we don't really have a time to think about,
我们没有一段安静的时间。
What's really going on?
到底我们生命这光景如何？
And so let's just give ourselves a few minutes really to just to reflect. and really give God an opportunity to speak to us.
让我们有这样安静的时间，让我们来思考，也让上帝亲自来对我们说话。
And at that time, we'll ask the ushers to pass out the communion.
然后我们就请招待来发饼杯。
And we ask that you hold on to the communion together.
我们请你稍微等一下。
I'm sorry, so we can take it together.
我们一起来享用。
And so let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for this reminder, for this great spiritual and Lord practical reminder, Lord, that things are never final. Lord, some of our circumstances may seem bad. Maybe some relationships we think is never going to be restored. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you remind us that you have a plan, and Lord, that things are never that final. And so we just pray and ask God that, Lord, as we spend the next few minutes in silence, Lord, that you would give us the space, the spiritual room, Lord, to just dwell in your sanctuary and to have time to really process what's been going on with our lives, to help us to see what we've been doing with our lives, to help us and show us, Lord, the things that we've been doing that allows the flesh to take over. But really, Lord, that we would just have time where we can just think and to allow you to speak to us and to allow you to show us what you want us to see. And so as we spend the next few minutes in silence, Lord, again, we pray and ask God that you make your presence even more felt. Lord, that it would just your presence would be tremendous. And Lord, your voice would not just be a whisper, but Lord, your voice would be loud and loving.